Journalists and a few dozen fans greeted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange today as he arrived for the first day of a two-day extradition hearing in London. He's wanted for questioning in Sweden over sexual assault allegations. He denies those charges, and he hasn't been formally charged in Sweden. He's fighting the extradition. Of course, the proceedings follow the release by WikiLeaks of thousands of U.S. diplomatic documents, which is why some of Assange's supporters say the charges are trumped up and politically motivated. The BBC's Gabrielle Gatehouse joins us from London. And can you just describe a bit more this scene at the courthouse? Because we understand some of his supporters dressed in costumes.
Yes, we've got a small group of protesters, outnumbered, I should say, by the combined press corps with their cameras and microphones, but a small group of protesters in uniforms carrying banners and slogans, no doubt left about what they think about this trial. As you said, they believe it's politically motivated. One of the banners over there says, "We all know what this is about," with a picture of the WikiLeaks logo. So they, in a sense, agree, if you like, with Julian Assange, who has maintained a number of times that these charges are politically motivated and related not to any allegations of rape or sexual molestation, but rather to his activities as the founder of that website, WikiLeaks.
Some of them were dressed like prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. But meanwhile, inside the courtroom, what did the lawyers say? What is their case that Assange should not be extradited?
Right, so Julian Assange's defense lawyers, the central plank of their arguments against his extradition centre around the fact that they say that he would not get a fair trial in Sweden. His main defense lawyer, Jeffrey Robertson QC, who's quite a famous barrister here, said that the majority of rape trials in Sweden were tried, and I quote, "in secret behind closed doors," and he spent quite a lot of time explaining and producing witnesses trying to convince the judge to the effect that this would mean that Julian Assange would not be able to get a fair hearing. Now, there are a number of other planks to their arguments against this extradition. Some get quite technical about whether or not the Swedish prosecutor was entitled to ask for an extradition and what they intended to do. Some of the questions surrounding the fact that he hasn't officially been charged in Sweden. But that central argument, I think, that he wouldn't get a fair trial is the one that he's hoping to convince the judge of.
And of course, the prosecutors are saying that if there were unfair treatment, there are systems to deal with that in the European Court of Human Rights. But it's a two-day hearing, and we understand witnesses from Sweden are going to testify. Is this for Assange?
Yes, we've already seen two witnesses from Sweden testify for the defense, for Julian Assange. One was a retired Swedish judge who was quite vocal in her condemnation, really, of the Swedish prosecutor who's requesting this extradition for Julian Assange. She said that Marianne Ni, the Swedish prosecutor, was a radical feminist and that she was, quote, "rather biased against men." Now, when questioned by the prosecution judges, lawyers, those arguing on behalf of the Swedish prosecutor, she really didn't have that much external evidence to back that up. But that certainly was one of the lines of argument for the defense.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, we find it interesting. He's living, you know, at a country mansion of a supporter. He's under curfew. He's electronically tagged, but he's still done interviews. He signed a $1.5 million deal reportedly for a memoir. But I'm wondering, too, I mean, he's also watching coverage of the conflict in the Middle East, and some are attributing some of this unrest to information that was in the WikiLeaks documents. It's fascinating. Gabrielle Gatehouse, do you have any sense of what's expected? We've got about a minute left.
Right. Well, I mean, this extradition hearing has one more day left to go. Now, whatever the judgment of the judge at the end of tomorrow, I think either side will appeal. So Julian Assange is likely to remain in this country for quite some time longer. He will still be on bail. He'll probably still be living in that country house. So I think we could be talking about this for some time to come.
Gabrielle Gatehouse of the BBC in London. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.